Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us on 97.1 AMP Radio. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's up, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Chelsea's glowing this morning and all smiley. We'll get into that in a little bit. Good morning, good old Tamara.
Good morning.
Good old Tamara.
Hit us up on the phone, 877-971-HITS, call or text there. Also, good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Appreciate you, bro. I love you. I love both your sweater and Brian's sweater today. It's looking real good. Can we just honor Brian's sweater real quick? Can you break it down, Brian?
I bought a Christmas sweatshirt. I'm a real sucker for Instagram ads.
Yeah.
Instagram has nailed me on it. I got a Wu-Tang hoodie. I just can't stop buying sweatshirts that make me laugh.
Well, it's not just a Wu-Tang sweater, bro. It's a Gucci Wu-Tang.
I get people really asking me for real, like, yo, is that a real Gucci sweatshirt? And I'm like, yeah, right. And then I thought to myself, I mean, Wu-Tang would never ask Gucci, and Gucci might never ask Wu-Tang, so. I don't know. I got a Christmas sweatshirt. It says Home Malone, and it's Post Malone as the character on the Home Alone box, like the movie poster. So I thought it would make everybody's day a little better, you know?
Yes, man. We need to get that picture up on our Instagram stories, at 97.1 AMP Radio. And then producer Brad, I think, grabbed his wife's sweater today.
Yeah, it's a little small.
Chelsea, you know those? Oh, you're wearing one right now, Chelsea.
A crop sweatshirt.
That's what it looks like.
Brad, are you copying my style? What's going on?
I'm inspired.
Have I inspired you? Yeah.
Also, the best part about Brad's sweatshirt, it's like the California sweatshirt that you buy on the way down here driving. You know what I mean?
Exactly where this was bought.
Like as soon as you hit like Wairika, you're like, oh gosh, it's cold up here in the mountains. We need a hoodie, and you go into the first AM/PM you see, and you're like, California sweatshirt.
Rest spot area.
Exactly where it was bought.
Person Brad's like, I'm so happy I'm here today. Yeah. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Don't worry, you look fly every day, bro.
Thank you, man.
Your hat's dope.
Oh, thank you.
Little
yeah.
Money bag hat.
Yeah, shouts to Petty Cash. They sent us some gear, so I'm rocking this hat today.
All right, that's cool. Shout out to people giving you free stuff.
Hey, I mean, if you send us free stuff, we'll probably wear it. I'm not saying that you have to. I'm just saying if you did, there's a good chance one of us wears it too. And there's a good chance if you send Brad a hoodie that's just man size, he'll wear it today.
Brad loves crop top sweaters, just like Chelsea, guys.
Hey,
so
man.
Please.
He's been, twinsies.
You know what I think it is? Because producer Brad started working out and all
that's
that.
Right.
I know that's shocking, but he really is doing a great job of this. And I think that's just the style on Runyon Canyon.
I got you. Yeah,
right,
it really is. 100%.
So that's probably
I love
what it
is.
Yeah. Show that core. Whip it out.
All right, man. So shout out to you battling traffic this morning with the rain.
Oh,
and if you're like me and you're 5 minutes late today, it was a wrong day to wake up a little late. Because that rain throws everything off, man.
Just makes it hard. Like, visibility's hard. Mm-hmm. Also, like, let's just be honest. We can't drive in the rain down here.
No one.
It's not. Because it just does. Everyone's like, oh, California can't drive in the rain. It only happens four times a year,
also,
bro.
Also, we're not built for the rain. Like, the streets flood up hella quick. And it's like, California's just not meant for rain, you know?
Chelsea, you and producer Brad are ready for the floods with that crop top sweater.
That's right.
Your sweater's not going to get wet if there's a flood.
I actually had flood jeans on a little bit ago, but I wore them to the studio here in New York, and I was like, you know what? I still can't. Even though I'm in New York, I still can't do jeans, and I just changed into yoga pants.
Well, she changed in the studio. She was like, you guys can't see me on the webcam, right? I'm like, is there windows in your studio?
I can't do it.
Yes, Chelsea is in New York City for the week, covering an awesome Billboard event in regards to amazing women in music. So we're proud of you for hanging out there. But last night. Or I should say yesterday around 8 a.m., we connected her with one of Brian's comedian friends because we felt that she should try dating outside of her normal type, meaning guys with crop top sweaters in Runyon Canyon.
On purpose, crop top sweaters.
Man, she met Max. He's a comedian in NYC. Later on in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to get an update on their date last night. But in case you missed it, here's just a little snippet of what kind of an amazing guy he really is.
Sparks were flying.
When they talked yesterday for the first time.
But Kelsey, what's your favorite smoked meat?
Smoked meat?
So there you go. I mean, just has amazing depth to himself. So at 8 o'clock, we'll find out how that date went. Chelsea's extra smiley this morning.
Mm.
She had a change in the studio. I don't know why.
No, yeah. Walk of. Walk of. We'll find out.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. 6:22 right now. Rain going to be with you all day today and tomorrow.
Oof. Tomorrow too?
Yeah, bro. What's up with
Lord.
That? You know what makes it tough, man, is when the rain is like today, at least when I was driving in, I was on 71, 57, 60. And then the 10.
Wow.
Sounds like a phone number.
Give me a call. But you know what's crazy, bro? Because what really causes accidents is stop and go traffic.
Mm. Yep.
You feel me? Because let's be honest, you're not paying attention to the
traffic. Distracted a little bit. Mm-hmm. Things are happening. Also, the morning, you know, you get lulled into that false sense of I've got plenty of space because no one's out here. And then all of a sudden, everyone's just stopped for one, you know, in one little spot.
So what I don't appreciate about this morning's rain, it's like millennial rain. You know, it's like one moment it's like, yeah, I'm all about it. And then next one it's gone. And it's like stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. And so that like does that to the traffic as it rains. Some people go slower. Others are like, oh, I can go faster. So just be careful out there, man. What is it? 3 car spaces in front of you? Is that pretty legit?
Wow, I never follow that. I gotta work on that
Chelsea,
one.
We found out about that probably like the second month we were on air and you got into that one car accident. You rear-ended somebody. Remember that?
Yeah, I sure do. I was paying for that up until last month, so.
Sure do.
And let me ask you this, Chelsea. Why are you paying out of pocket on that?
You know, it was definitely an adulting fail. Uh-huh. My insurance had expired a couple months prior, and since I'd moved, I didn't get the letter. Anyways, I can make all the excuses I want. I learned my lesson, and I am fully insured, and now
you're riding dirty for a while. It's kind of like Chelsea. A gangster.
That street cred, girl. Damn.
Yeah, well.
All right, cool deal. Anyways, coming up next, we got the story that could only happen in the United States of America, and it's got a hashtag, everybody. It's called... hashtag find Herbert Bear. Hmm. And it originated here in SoCal.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
I'm starting to find out, man. Kids run this world. Yesterday found out about that YouTube kid. He's 7 years old, making $22 million a year on YouTube, just like opening toys and whatnot. And listen to what this kid is doing now. So there's a kid, he was chilling in Westchester here near LAX on Sunday, and he was real stoked because he had this little cute stuffed animal, black bear with a brown snout and little paws, so cute, right? And it was for some reason, it was connected to some balloons that had helium in them, and you know what happened next. There goes the bear. It just started flying away, bro. And now they've created a hashtag called hashtag find Herbert Bear.
Nope.
And...
Be honest there.
This is the part you're going to love, man. So the family, they were stressed out about this so much because this little kid loved this bear that they reached out to the National Weather System to see if they can maybe see it on their radar.
Like their Doppler radar, like, oh, it's not raining there. That's that dumb bear.
It's not a tornado. Yes. It's a
Herb,
bear.
Old Herbie.
So this is awesome. The National Weather System just tweeted this. And they said a user just asked for help tracking down an important missing teddy bear that floated away in a cluster of balloons Sunday morning in Westchester. Based on the winds, it likely landed somewhere in Orange County or in San Diego County.
Oh my God.
Thanks a lot for narrowing it down. Appreciate you. Have you seen him? Spread the word. Hashtag find Herbert Bear. So, you know, we want to help out this little kid. You know what I'm saying?
We?
I knew if anybody was going to be like, screw this kid, it was going to be Brian.
No, well,
it's so fun. This is like an Easter egg hunt. Okay, I'm so into it.
Hold on. I have so many problems with it. First of all, this kid is by LAX. Don't strap your stupid bear to a bunch of helium balloons. Because if my flight gets diverted because your dumb bear is hovering over the airport, I'm coming after you. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I am furious about it. Also, why is no one asking why this kid strapped his bear to a bunch of balloons that float?
Maybe it was a gift, bro.
No one. How do they get it to the kid's house, the backyard from the store? No one ties like 60 helium balloons to a bear. If this kid loved the bear so much, why did you just send him packing?
I feel like you can't criticize his imagination. You know what I mean? That's not very fair.
I just did, Chelsea. I don't know if you were listening, but I just did
for
criticize
him. Okay.
No, if I catch that bear, if I find that bear, the next call he gets, he's like, "I have your little bear right now, kid. You're gonna have to pay me $10,000 if I want to see your bear again alive, or I'll send you a piece by piece."
Just a little, poor little kid, just the West has a chilling. Oh my gosh. It's just a paw.
Yeah, it's Herbert's paw! Mom, somebody's got him!
It's a snout!
You better break your piggy bank, kid, because I'm never going to send you your bear back.
Oh my gosh. Anyways. Brian's being mean again.
I'll find myself for that. I don't even care.
Yeah, fine. You're going to find.
Give it to me.
I actually appreciated that one. Hashtag find Herbert Bear if you want to see a picture of the bear. It's up on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio on our Instagram. Whether you want to find it because you want to give it back to the kid or get it to Brian so he can do the ransom call.
Guys, they'll have so much fun. I have a green screen at the office. Find the bear, bring him to Amp Radio. We can make green screen videos. We'll be like, "Oh my God, Mom, my bear's somewhere in Brazil." "Yeah, your bear is in Brazil. We're going to send you an ear if you don't give us $80.
Oh my God, don't torture the bear. Horrible.
The beer, huh?
The bear's already... This kid doesn't care about the bear. He tried to send him to the Mars.
This kid's just excited that he's trending on social media. Come on, let's be real.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
All right, so we finally have a host for this year's Oscars. It's Kevin Hart.
Oh, good time.
Yeah. So this is his first year ever doing so.
Hold on, Chelsea, real quick. This is the weirdest echo ever. By the way, Chelsea is in our New York studios. She's out there to work and help out with Billboard's event covering amazing women in music. And listen to this. Oh!
Is that better?
It's really wonderful. No, we can't. We just also could hear Edgar coming back through his own monitor on the iPad.
So when I'm speaking, Chelsea, it was coming back and I sounded like Miss Doubtfire.
Oh, my God.
Like the echo.
Well, I'm glad we figured it out.
We're good. It's fixed. Go ahead. Tell us more about the Oscars.
Kevin Hart hosting the Oscars. This is his first time ever doing it. The last 2 years, you may remember, it's been Jimmy Kimmel. Mm-hmm. So changing it up a bit. He made the announcement on social media in a really cute and touching post. He basically said, "For years I've been asked if I would ever host the Oscars. My answer was always the same. I said it would be the opportunity of a lifetime for me as a comedian, and it will happen when it's supposed to. Now it's time to rise to the occasion." So he's very excited about it. Also, this year's Oscars, we're going to see a few big changes, which people are excited about. First, they promised that it will not run over 3 hours.
Right. Wrong.
So hopefully they stick to that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen, though.
They need to shorten it because the way that social media blows the secrets of who wins these things, right. And like you don't even have to watch the awards, so just follow it on Twitter and you see it without inconveniencing your life. And we don't have the attention span for a 3-hour show.
Right. And I guess going back to Kevin Hart hosting, that's one way to diversify the Oscars, right?
Yeah, definitely.
There you go.
For sure.
Fake news.
Thanks a lot,
boy. I'm not going to say that we called this, but collectively as a morning show, we totally did. Cardi B and Offset have officially broken up. It is not a threat, it's a
warning, be careful. I mean, we really went out on a limb on that one. I mean, it seemed like everything was going to be so easy breezy.
I think we called it after we found out Homeboy cheated on her.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? And now we know why Offset was buying her a Ferrari every week.
Exactly. Well, you know what's really funny? So she posted a video last night about it, and I actually saw it when it happened, and I kind of thought it was a joke because she's so calm, like cool, calm, and collected about it. She kind of talks about, she confirmed that they plan on getting divorced. Here's that clip.
"I've been trying to work things out with my baby father for a hot minute now. Things just haven't been working out between us for a long time. And it's nobody's fault. It's just like, I guess we grew out of love. We're not together anymore. I don't know. It might take time to get a divorce. And I'm going to always have a lot of love for him because he is my daughter's father. And yeah."
Yeah, it's like a crazy amount of maturity.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Not that she's not a mature person. I don't know her personally, but based on how she's acted in public by throwing a shoe at Nicki Minaj and doing all this other stuff, you would think that reaction might have a little more fire. And I'm guessing that the fiery reaction she had probably happened a couple weeks ago. And she's had a little bit of time like settle.
There's some listeners thinking around. They're like, give her a week.
I noticed too in like recent interviews he's done, because Offset never really spoke about Cardi that much. Like he's always, I don't know, like too cool about it. Yeah. Well, in like recent interviews he's like gushing about her. And I was like, oh, maybe he's coming around. You know, maybe becoming a dad's really changed him. But clearly he was just, you know, trying, doing whatever he could to keep her.
Yeah. But isn't that the thing that we always notice with these celebrity couples when, like, things aren't going well? In interviews, they're like, oh, it's amazing. Yeah. We're great. No reason to post anything, TMZ. We're totally fine.
They totally
it's like
start.
Social media. When they overpost about themselves, you know?
They totally start mosting on social media. You know, on a serious note, I really love her maturity about this.
Yep.
And, you know, really making it about baby culture, having parents to get along and aren't thrashing each other, because these are huge celebrities. And even if you're not a huge celebrity, the stuff you post on social media, obviously if you don't delete it, can be there for life. And your kids can see, especially with celebrities, what they said about each other and so on and so forth. So that's dope that she's doing it in a respectful, chill kind of way. And producer Brad, of course, noticed this. He said it was kind of weird that Cardi B's video of her talking about her split with Offset, it looks like she's just nude, like, or at least topless in the video. She's like, you know what? I think it's time to let the people know.
She's living her best life.
Yeah.
I'd like to also give a shout out to the Amp Radio social media department for either jinxing Cardi B and Offset or just a really timely post. But yesterday on Instagram stories on 97.1 Amp Radio, they posted, who is couple goals for 2018? Justin and Haley or Cardi and Offset? Well, and Offset won at 59%, and 2 hours later, Cardi's done with him.
So does that mean that Haley and Justin are next? Dare I say?
I mean,
oh my gosh, no, we don't wish that upon anybody.
Yo,
but
we didn't do it. Social did, okay? It was not during our show. Someone else did it. Someone jinxed them.
Quick shout out also to Offset, who commented under Cardi's video saying, y'all won. So he's not being very mature about it. He's kind of blaming it on, I think he's basically saying, you guys won for starting these rumors about me cheating or whatever it may be. But he wrote, y'all won.
Oh, my apologies. I've been saying he cheated on her. Is that not confirmed?
I mean,
it's confirmed.
It's confirmed. It's pretty sure.
Okay.
We're pretty sure. So,
I mean, I think we saw enough Snapchat videos leaked on the internet to ascertain, like, to a reasonable degree that there was some shenanigans going on behind the scene.
All right, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
In the spirit this morning, absolutely. I bet Alexa's in the spirit as well. She's in our studio as well, ready to answer your questions from the 877-971-HITS text line. Brian, please take it away.
Here we go. The first question is from Mike in Sun Valley.
What up, Mike?
And he says, hey, Alexa, what do you think about me getting my girlfriend a massage for Christmas?
Mm. I think professional massages are the best, but you need to make sure you know exactly what type of massage you are getting.
Truth.
And by that I mean, what type of ending your massage is going to have.
Uh-oh.
Get it?
No.
Wink. Whoa. Wink. Massages are supposed to be relaxing, and there is nothing relaxing about getting creeped out by a masseuse.
That's 100% accurate. I feel like you got to do a little research. You got to go on Yelp and find out just exactly what kind of massage place is in the strip mall that you're looking at.
Absolutely, man. Have you ever been to a massage joint where it's like, they just have like little walls but no ceiling to the room?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All the time.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And then like you hear people in the other room. And
there's noises and stuff.
Somebody walks in like, yeah, I'd like to get a massage. And everybody goes, shh.
Yeah.
Quiet.
You feel like you're like in a couple's massage. You're like, wait a minute.
You're ruining the zen at the strip mall.
So awesome. I
love
those massage
There's a
spots.
Massage place that my girlfriend and I go to in Atlanta all the time. It's like a foot massage, like foot and back. But they have everyone in a wide open room with like candles and lights and stuff. And we work in morning radio. We're up at like 4 a.m. every day. So every time I go to this massage place, I fall asleep while I'll start snoring and the masseuse will hit me. Because I'm snoring, just ruining everyone's day.
Not part of the massage. It's not like a technique.
Yeah, chop right in the neck.
Good sounds. Yeah, be careful where you snore from, too, when you fall asleep.
I can't guarantee that didn't happen. This one's from Deborah in Newport Beach. Hey, Alexa, why is my husband so bad at booking travel?
Ugh.
Men are the worst at booking travel plans because when they book travel, they do it only thinking about how they would be willing to travel. And that generally means as cheap as possible.
Truth.
Seriously, I think that men would travel in the cargo hold of a plane if it were possible and cheap enough to do. You can never let men book all of the travel plans unless you want to hate your vacations and end up staying in a place that looks like there was a murder that occurred there.
Truth. Wow. I'm looking at Brad the whole time, and he just took his family to Denver on a road trip, and he just went like, yeah, let's stay in the cargo hold of a plane.
Yeah,
producer Brad, absolutely. How did you guys get there to Denver?
We drove.
See? There it goes.
It'll be the last time he does that. I feel like everybody makes that mistake once with their family. Like, I mean, I just looked at the airfare. It's like $900. I'm doing the math right now. It's like going to be like $200 in gas, drive all the way out to Denver. Mm. You just forget about how much time you'll be stuck in your car with your family.
21 hours, by the way. That's exactly what it was.
He's reminded us many times.
All right, last question from Javier in South Pasadena.
What up, Javi?
Hey, Alexa, what do you think about carpooling to work with coworkers?
Mm. On the surface, carpooling to work sounds like a great idea. You get to skip traffic and also save money on gas. Mm-hmm. But the downside is that you have to be stuck in a car with your f***y coworker during your commute.
Yep.
I mean, you have to spend the entire work day with them. Why would you torture yourself by sitting in a car with them for extra time? I would rather hear nothing but silence and sit in traffic alone than have to be cooped up in a car with one of my annoying ass coworkers.
Wow.
Do you guys agree or what?
I agree.
No!
I'm sorry.
Damn, Chelsea has a mistake. You wouldn't want to carpool with us? You gotta be kidding me. So much fun.
No, I wouldn't. I feel like the morning time you need that sort of like quiet time or music time to kind of just sort of chill out before you go into work. So I'm sorry, you guys. I also think I would be like, I'm a morning person, but I think I would be the worst carpooling partner in crime. I even like see the same people when I go get coffee at Coffee Bean every morning, and there's been definitely been mornings where they try to talk to me and I'm like, I'm just not in the mood, you know?
That's 100% true. I wanted to give Chelsea a bunch of crap for that because it sounds funny when you say I wouldn't want to ride with the, and we're all friends, we wouldn't want to ride with each other in the morning, but sometimes I'm not a morning person at all. I'll walk in here and Chelsea starts peppering me with like, oh my God, you're never going to believe what happened to me yesterday, and I'm like, you're right, I'm going to get coffee. And I'm like, why are you so happy right now?
I'm glad that all of us morning people are doing a morning show.
Yeah!
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
All right, we got time right now for Santa's calls. So listen, you know your kids acting up, and they want everything in the world.
They're wired right now.
But let's be honest, they don't deserve it. The way they're acting, at least. Right. So, you know, you try to talk to them, but they don't listen. So you know who they do listen to? Santa. Santa calls them from the North Pole. Talk to them about the naughty list, nice list. They're going to get their act together real quick. So we have a hotline for the North Pole if you want us to connect you with Santa and your kids. Hit us up via text 877-971-4487.
So we got an email from Candace yesterday, and she wanted her 4-year-old Michael to get a little chat with Santa. So it did a little, you know, it takes a little time after the show. I got to do some coordinating. We got to patch you into the North Pole. Santa's doing a lot of calls and things like that. And I'm going to tell you this. If you don't have kids right now, this little guy is maybe the cutest. From when I listened to it, when I listened to the call after it was all done, and Santa sent us the audio, I don't have a womb or ovaries, but if I did, they would be on fire.
Oh, shoot.
Chelsea knows what that feels like. There you go. Well, I'm glad nothing else is on fire, Brian.
Nope, I'm good. And if it was, I got health insurance.
Here we go, Santa's call.
Hello?
Hello! This is Santa Claus. How are you?
Hi!
Oh, is this Michael?
Yeah!
Oh, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I was lecturing.
Oh, easy now, Buckaroo. We'll get to what you want for Christmas in a minute. Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah!
Oh, how excited are you, bud?
I love you.
Oh, I love you too, buddy. Are you on the nice list so far this year?
Yeah.
What is the nicest thing that you do every day?
I get my papers and listen to mommy and play with toys. That's why.
Whoa, sounds like a great day. Let me ask you a few questions. We'll just make sure that you're on the nice list all the way because it's almost Christmas time. Okay, it says here, sometimes, and I do this too sometimes because I'm in the sleigh for a long time, but sometimes, do you have a tendency to hold your pee a little bit too long?
Yeah.
I know, that's hard, right? Because I try to do it too when I'm in the sleigh. It gets to be too hard. I don't know about you, but I end up peeing all inside my britches, the big red pants.
Yeah.
Sometimes when your mom says she can't buy you a toy, do you go to your grandma then and ask her if she has money to buy it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a crafty play, my man. You are one sneaky guy. But you're not supposed to do that, buddy.
Yes. Dingle bell, dingle bell.
That is beautiful. You nailed it, my friend. Oh, my gosh. You are almost on the nice list. Let me ask you one more question. Do you have guinea pigs?
Yeah.
What are your guinea pigs' names?
Yoshi and Boo right there. Zoe brought them at the store, and I got lots of toys.
You do?
Yeah.
Says here on my list that sometimes you don't like to feed your guinea pigs. You want other people to do it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, Michael, let me ask you a quick question. When you're hungry, does your mom feed you, or does she try to get someone else to do it, and then you get hungry?
Somehow they eat cucumbers.
Oh, he loves cucumbers, does he? Well, guess who doesn't like cucumbers? This guy right here coming down your chimney. I want cookies on cookies on cookies, my man.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Michael, what would you like for Christmas, Michael? Because you have clearly been such a good boy this year.
I want a red cowboy gecko.
A gecko?
Wow.
You want a gecko?
A cowboy.
A cowboy.
And I lost me wings.
Oh.
I broke the other one.
Oh, you broke it? So you need a new one then, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you got to be very careful with the toys. You got to be very careful. All right, one last question, Michael. You have been a wonderful little guy this year, and if you promise me that you're going to keep listening to your mom, using the bathroom when you have to use the bathroom, not asking your grandma to buy you presents when your mom shoots you down on them, I promise you, you'll be on the nice list, and I can't wait to stop by your house for Christmas.
Okay.
Can you sing me that song one more time? I want to rock out in my sleigh for a second.
Okay.
Hit it!
Jingle bell, all the way. Jingle bell, all the way.
Yeah, boy! That's what I'm talking about, Michael. Ho, 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 ho. I love you, buddy. Have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
That's why that kid has so many toys.
Yeah.
His parents are like, no, we're not going to buy you that. And then he goes, I love you. Jingle bell all the way.
Distracted. I like that he changed the subject. I'm like, oh, that's a good tactic. All right.
So good.
He's a crafty veteran. When I heard that call when Santa sent it to us and I heard him sing, I was like, Chelsea's ovaries are going to burst into flames.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to give him a squeeze.
How old is little Michael?
He's four.
Oh, my God.
Buddy.
He's awesome right there. All right. So if you want to get your children on the nice list, hit us up and we'll get Santa to call them, right? 877-971-HITS is the number you can text. And all this week at 725 a.m., you can hear Santa putting some kids in charge.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Ah! Song right there taking me back to my Cal Poly days. Cal Poly Pomona cruising with my boy Deluxe in his Honda Civic. His speakers in his car had blown out, but guess what my boy did? He grabbed his mom's house speaker.
It works.
And threw them in his backseat, and we were bumping, baby.
We're like the 3 feet tall ones wrapped in like finished wood with fabric over the top of them.
Exactly, bro. Those days where your car stereo, like that little face that you were able to take off and take with you know what I'm saying, was worth more than your car.
That's funny. I forgot people should take the face off their stereo, put it in your pocket.
And there was a little red light that would blink to make people think you had an alarm. And you put Cobra stickers on your car?
I had my stereo stolen out of my 91 Honda Civic like 5 years ago. I had like this old Honda Civic, right, with the electric seatbelts. And someone stole my CD player, and it was broken. My CD player was stuck. The only CD in there was Adele's album, like, Hello from the Other Side. Like that, a burned CD was stuck in there. And I was like, oh, you think you got me? Wait till you plug that guy in there and you just have Adele in your car.
Good times right there, man. Good memories as you're driving and are bumping Adele because it's stuck in your CD player if you still have one. Coming up next, we're going to catch up with you about what beauty upkeep has you looking good but broke as hell. All started up by Cardi B. Coming up next.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Shout out to Cardi B, man, for always keeping it 100 on Instagram. Always keeping it so real, inspiring great topics like today's. What beauty upkeep has you looking good but broke as hell? Hit us up via call or text 877-971-HITS. Obviously, also, she just announced the fact on Instagram that her and her man, Offset, have split up. But she's very mature about it, very cordial. They're like, yo, we get along, we got mad love for each other, and that's great for her baby culture. So she spoke about that. Although DJ Majestic believes it's all some weird conspiracy theory behind this. What is your theory, bro?
Yeah, I think it's a fabrication by their PR agents. Mm-hmm. They kind of put Offset and Cardi B together because she was super calm in the video about the breakup. Mm. I never heard her wilding out about him cheating. Mm-hmm. And like the day after she gave birth, she had abs.
So you don't think baby culture is real?
I don't think there's a baby because she never wants to show us the baby either, right?
There it is. So pretty soon you're saying she's going to put out a song about the breakup. He's going to put out a song about the breakup. And then they're going to go on tour together.
Not exactly. Even a song. They're going to pull a Jay-Z Beyonce. They're going to do like the albums, like the He Cheated on Me album. And she, you know, it's going to be a whole thing.
Let's not get crazy. Well, she's getting there, but he's not Jay-Z. Right? I hate to be that guy.
There you go. All right, man. So also she kept it real about how expensive it's getting to be looking good. Listen to this.
It's getting more and more expensive to maintain us women. Like, is not getting the $17 full set with 3 free nail design, mother. Want the gel set, and some like me want Swarovski crystals. So that about there is like about $200. Then the hair, you know, we're not in the era where do the blowouts, you know what I'm saying, or the sew-ins and No, want a whole full lace wig. Jeez. The wig is about $800. So what's good?
Good Lord, what's good is that you're a millionaire. That's what's good.
You know what I love about that is like she was so mature on that breakup video about her and Offset, and I'm like, man, she's like, maybe she's like turned a corner, and then you get this video, you're like, nah, she's still Cardi.
So definitely call in and confess what beauty upkeep has you looking good but broke. Chelsea, let's go with you first, girl.
Yeah, I think for me, my biggest splurge, well, definitely hair extensions. Mm-hmm. Cost a pretty penny to
just
get those.
Just go ahead and say it. Just how much?
Really, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can. It's like embarrassing. Like I'm not proud of it.
Chelsea, it's all right. We're in the
same place.
Guess. I want each of you to guess. I'm gonna
say, I heard $800 from Cardi B, so I'm going to say $100.
Okay, it's close.
I'm going to go, close? I'm going to go $670.
Okay. Well, Edgar was closer.
Damn!
So it's rough.
I'd rather pay rent.
And then eyelash extensions, that's like my favorite. You don't have to wear mascara. It makes getting ready easier. And I do. And you have to get them. The maintenance is what's so hard about eyelash extensions. You have to get them re-put in every like 2 weeks.
They fall out and
3
stuff.
3 weeks, yeah.
I heard maybe the funniest tweet I've ever seen in my life was, dear God, why did you waste good eyelashes on men?
So true.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
Like in my family, we all have like every guy has like amazing eyelashes. I know I've heard this from women before. But they're like, you guys don't even appreciate them. This is ridiculous.
Let me just say this. Don't go too crazy on your eyelashes because some girls look like they're going to sleep. Like they're falling asleep because their eyelashes are so long. They're just like, yo, I can't. Like, are you tired? They're like, nah, man, I just can't lift up my eyelid right now. These eyelashes are legit like super heavy right now. So there it is. What
also,
else
one more thing. I also have getting your eyebrows tinted and waxed.
Wait,
I like,
hold
got
on.
So many
hold
my
on,
friends.
Hold on.
Dyed tinted?
I've heard of getting your windows tinted. You get your eyebrows tinted?
Sure do.
Limo tint?
Yeah, I do. It makes a difference. Just I've gotten a lot of my friends addicted to it, too.
Grab a Sharpie, girl, like my cousins did in Santa Ana. Let's go.
Throw some of that, what is it, the stuff you put in your eyelashes, throw in your eyebrows, too.
Well,
right?
Now people are getting their eyebrows
tattooed
on. Yeah, that's like a big thing right now, a big
I think
trend.
Post
so
Malone
that
did that,
yet.
Too. He's got his eyebrows tattooed on.
You can tattoo under your eyes, always broke. What about you, Brian?
You know what's funny, man? I've gotten into, and I don't know why. Oh, yeah, my girlfriend did this to me.
Usually that's what happens.
Yeah, she loves face masks, like detoxifying face masks. I got into those. And then I had, I'm really into this, but I had a couple glasses of wine, probably a little bit of Pinot, right? And I was on Amazon on Cyber Monday, and I totally didn't realize I did this, but I bought this, like, microderm blading like exfoliator roll thing where it's basically just a bunch of tiny needles that you roll across
painful.
Your face, right? You're not supposed to do it very very hard, but it just puts little holes in your skin like you're aerating a yard or something. And then I got this like vitamin C serum that you're supposed to put on your face. I gotta be honest, man, I did it, went to sleep the other day, I woke up, man, my face felt all like tight. Nice. I was like, oh man. And we get up so early that I feel like sometimes I walk in here and I look at myself in like a mirror for the first time in 4 hours, and I look like hammered garbage.
Yeah. Honestly, there are times because we get such like low sleep that we look like our face are melting, like a melting candle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For me, it's got to be haircuts, bro. I get
you have a tight hair game.
I get faded up once a week.
Wow.
And barbers know this.
Once a week.
And I feel like every 6 months, barbers are raising their prices. We caught on to you guys.
So how much do you pay compared to my 800?
$35 and then tips, about like $45 a week. I'm getting faded. So guess what I'm getting my wife for Christmas?
Clippers
and an iPad to watch YouTube videos on how to cut hair and give fades.
Yes.
So Janet, get ready. Just know that I love you. All right, coming up next, we want to hear from you. What beauty upkeep has you looking good? But broke as hell. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. Tamara, our phone screener, what about you, girl?
Definitely have to go with Chelsea with the eyebrows and in the lashes, definitely. Those are like so expensive. But I would have to say makeup. Ooh. Like literally buying two things, you can spend $100 just on two things.
Good Lord. Yeah. All right, there it is. And that's why we're all broke, guys. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. What are texts saying, Brian?
Well, I would say, like, stop spending money on makeup and just start increasing the amount of money you spend on the guys drinking at the bar. It'll do the same thing. trying to look pretty. We got from the 626, Jesse in West Covina, Brazilian wax once a month, $60 plus tips. Now, I got a Brazilian wax a couple of years ago because I lost a radio bet. Oh, and boy, that is an experience.
You're getting paid to get tortured.
Yes. You're going to get to know your waxer very well. We got 310, something that keeps me looking good, but broke, the gym and eyelash extensions. Gym memberships are creeping up. We got all these boutique gyms, these, you know, Orange Theory, F45. My gym, Equinox, is a bit on the pricey side, but the showers are better than the shower at my apartment.
Right, you can live up in there.
Oh, I love it. From the 626, I get my hair done, $450 every 3 months. Hair extensions, $600. Eyelash extensions, $175 for a new setter, $60 for a fill. Gel and acrylic nails, $45 every 2 weeks. What else do you spend? Do you have? Do you eat?
That sounds like a MasterCard commercial.
It did. Looking bomb. Priceless.
Grace from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
What has you looking good but broke as hell?
FX cover up from Sephora.
Cover up from Sephora.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Sephora is. I didn't know what it was. A lot of guys don't even know what Sephora is, like what kind of beast that place is. My girlfriend dragged me into one, and she's doing all these products, and then we're buying stuff. I'm like, yo, why are we buying anything? Let's just stop by here every day you need to get looking good and just get all the samples. Just put it on in the store.
Because you go in there for one thing, you come out with 10 different things.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That is so true. You didn't even know. You're like, I didn't even know I needed lipstick or I needed or mascara. You just like put everything in your cart, and then you're spending like a few $100.
And I've caught my wife a couple times. She'll check like her points on her Sephora card. She's like, oh, I'm almost to whatever, a gazillion points. Let me just buy this extra thing so I can get $5 off next time.
Yeah, right? It's like, I don't need new eyeliner, but babe, if I get it, then I hit this points level.
Exactly.
Don't get it.
Exactly.
I get why Kylie Jenner is so rich, because these products are so expensive too. Like, they are not cheap at all.
Grace.
Yes.
But between you and us, like, you looking good though, right?
Well, see, I was a single mom before, and my last baby left me with the brown spots on your face. That's what I got to cover up.
You can blame the baby. That's right.
Las manchas, right?
She's 11, and they haven't gone away, and she's 11.
Every day you remind her, Grace.
Yeah, she knows.
She knows.
Thank you.
Grace, we love you. Big shout out to all the single moms that are bosses out there. Thank you so much for listening to us.
I love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. Monique from Upland, good morning.
Good morning.
Break it down, girl. What beauty upkeep has you looking good but broke as hell?
Vitamin C IVs. I tell you, these things are the best, but damn, they are expensive.
Game changer, man, if you've never done one.
How often do you get them?
So right now, I'm trying to get them once a week, but maybe once every other week. Yeah, and they're like $125 each time I go.
Yeah, they're pricey, but man, I'm telling you, I did one like about a year ago, and I keep meaning to do them again because it's amazing how good you feel. Like, you feel it while it's happening.
Yeah.
You feel like they'll put different mixtures of vitamin C, depends on like what your body's low on, what vitamins, nutrients you need. But you can actually feel your body like feeling good while it's happening. You feel it like kind of going through your body straight. It's really, I'm on your team on that one. I need to get back into the IV game.
Monique, what have you had to cut out because you need to get vitamin C IVs, or what did you stop paying?
I just stopped going out. I was like, postpone my phone bill sometimes just so I can go get my IV.
She's like, I'm back to a burner phone from 7-Eleven.
Right?
I'm paying by the minute.
For real.
I don't have a touchscreen phone. I just like, when I text people, I got to hit the same button three times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Monique, love you, girl. Stay looking fly. Thank you so much for calling in and listening.
Thank you. Good night.
Wow, that IV has her feeling real good. She just said goodnight.
She doesn't know what time it is. She's been up for 4 days.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Yesterday, we began a new chapter in Chelsea's love life, a.k.a. Radio Novela, on 97.1 Amp Radio.
On 97.1 Amp Radio.
And it's called Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Y el chistoso en la gran manzana.
And the funny guy in the Big Apple.
So basically what happened is that Chelsea had to go to NYC this week covering an awesome event with Billboard about amazing women in music. Mm-hmm. And Brian's like, yo, this is a great idea. I got an awesome comedian friend out there. He's single. Chelsea's single. Totally outside her normal type.
Definitely.
We should get them to go on a blind date.
100%.
So yesterday, you heard them meet for the first time via the phone. It was a little bit like speed dating, but live on the radio, like our hookup hotline. And man, it was awesome. He's definitely different. Listen to this.
All right, Max, what do you like to do on a day off?
You know, sleep. Lots of sleep. I don't like to do much. I'm a real, real relaxing guy.
Okay.
But Chelsea, what's your favorite smoked meat?
Smoked meat?
Yeah.
I guess I would have to say smoked chicken. I don't know.
All right, so let's be honest, Brian. You got hammered on text messages by people just calling you out, like, "How could you do this to Chelsea?" What, like, people? A lot of people were saying, "Don't go on this date, Chelsea," because the listeners decide if they wanted to go or not.
Well, and they're very invested in Chelsea's love life. But here's the problem: we rattled off the roster of D-bags that we've talked about on the radio this year, and they don't treat her right, and they're just like, they're flaky, and they're the worst. And I'm like, Max is a funny dude.
Yeah,
he's a different guy. You know, it's New York. He's like, you know, she's gonna have to haul herself all the way to Brooklyn for the date, and people were like, he doesn't look like he'd be a match for her. And I'm like, that's the thing, man. It's not about the looks. He's a funny dude. I've toured with this guy. He's one of my favorite people on the planet. He's great.
But some people were totally for it. Listen to this. Denise from Van Nuys, good morning.
Good morning.
Should Chelsea go on this date, yay or nay?
Yes, he probably has the best smoked meat he's ever had.
Okay.
There you go. There's only one way to find out.
Yeah.
Max, good morning. Thank you for being on with us.
Hey, how we doing?
Sounds pretty confident.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, Max, for those of our listeners that obviously can't see you and haven't checked you out on Instagram at Eating
that
Burgers.
That was terrible.
Terrible. That's not true, Max.
No, that's true.
Hold on, I just fell on the floor. I got to recover. All right, we'll take it from there. So let's get an update on the date. What happened last night? And Brian, you're going to kick it off because producer Brad, you seriously let Brian try to organize the date?
Okay, it was a 50-50 deal.
Come on, bro.
That was the problem.
Okay.
Really the problem.
Okay, hold on. I thought I had it all locked up. I'm trying to navigate everybody's schedules here, okay? Chelsea's very busy out in New York. Max is a working comedian. He's got stuff to do. Like, I'm trying to puzzle piece this thing together. So, apparently, I get a phone call. I'm in the studio. I get a phone call at like 5 p.m. West Coast. It's 8 o'clock. Date's supposed to be happening in like 5 minutes. Max is like, oh my God, I didn't know I was supposed to be there at 8. I thought 9. And I'm like, dude, you blew it, Max. You're blowing it. No. I'm like, how could you blow it like this? And then I realized I didn't actually tell Max that we told Chelsea 8:15.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, my bad.
So that's how it started out.
So let's pick it up from there. Where did you guys meet up, Chelsea, that you were waiting for Max?
So it was this this little bar in Brooklyn that was kind of, it was funny because on the way there, even my Uber driver was like, where are we going? Because it was sort of like, and it took me a solid hour to get there.
You know you're in trouble when your Uber driver is freaking out.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Like, where is this guy? Where does he want to meet me? Like, I'm so confused right now. So instantly I'm like kind of annoyed. I get there and we're texting and I'm like, okay, I'll be there at 8. He's like, oh shoot. Well, I'll see what I can do now at this point. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm literally like walking in. So I, you know, sit at the bar, get myself a drink, and I think Max showed up about like 8:30-ish.
That's pretty good. Yeah, because he doesn't take long getting ready, right, Max?
Well, I was leaving looking at an apartment, so I didn't really have a choice. I was really looking forward to getting in the shower, cleaning up, looking better than I did. But thanks, Brian. I appreciate that.
That shows good character, though, there.
I got you
know what I'm saying? He's like, instead of making myself look better, I don't want to keep this girl waiting.
Yeah.
That's a great sign of a great man right there, Chels.
So I felt bad because when Max walked in, like, he was super flustered. And, like, instantly he's like, I'm so sorry. He's apologizing. And he's like, oh, my God. Like, Brian, like this and Brian that. And, like, you know, he sits down. And he's like, I need a drink. And then all of a sudden, like, all these people are coming up to him and, like, high-fiving him and hugging him.
Wow.
And I'm like, I must have had, like, a confused look on my face because he looks at me and he goes, oh, no. Brian didn't tell you. This is my comedy show tonight, did he? And I'm like, what? I'm like, wait, you're performing tonight? And he's like, yeah, in like 30 minutes. And he's like, oh, shoot. And then he like feels even worse about it. And so we're sitting there and we're like, let's just have a drink.
Oh, my bad. Another detail that slips my mind.
Brian, you got to be kidding, bro. You sabotage your boy, Max.
Hey, you know what? If she's going to go on a date with a comedian.
Not the first time, won't be the last.
I wanted her to have an authentic go on a date with a comedian experience where, hey, my girlfriend had to go through it. You got to sit at a comedy show, some weird bar show in Brooklyn.
And buy at least two drinks.
Exactly.
Max, what was your impression of Chelsea, man? How would you talk about her in the sense of as a woman, as a date? What are your thoughts?
The most patient and understanding person I've ever gone on a first date with. I would have left. If I were in her shoes, I would have left the second I found out that there was a comedy show going on.
That's awesome, Chelsea.
I was on the show and I wanted to leave.
So you do the show. Chelsea, was this comedy good? Were you impressed? Were you like,
yeah.
You're like, yeah, that's my man up there rocking it right now.
Yeah, no, he did a really great job. He like warned me before. He's like, just so you know, this is usually like the type of show because it's such a small audience there. No one's really paying attention. He's like, it's kind of the show that afterwards you're like, why am I doing this, man? Why do I do comedy? And so it was funny. He kind of like prepped me for that. And everyone who went up there, like even before him and after, they also kind of said the same thing. They felt very defeated after they performed. But no, but I think Max was very funny. Max did a great job. I was laughing a lot.
Chelsea, oh, you're too kind.
This has been the best date review we've had all year of you going out with any dude.
I honestly feel like there's hope.
So where do we stand before we wrap up? How did the date wrap up? Max, go ahead and take it, bro.
Well, Chelsea told me where she was staying. I was like, that is too far for you to be out here. And I walked her to her Uber. We had a very wonderful hug. And that was about it.
Chelsea's correct?
Yeah, I know. It was honestly, I had a really good time. Like, Max is a super cool, genuine, down-to-earth guy, really funny, and we just had really good conversation about life and the pursuit of happiness, and it was really fun. Like,
wow.
I genuinely had a really fun time.
Okay, you just got friend-zoned, Max.
Again, not the first time, we'll be late.
Chelsea, Max, thank you guys for giving this a shot. Chelsea, anything in the future or friend-zoning?
Well, I mean, I live in L.A.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
He lives
and
here.
And I live in New York.
I'm sure Max would be willing. I got a couch, Max.
Great. I've got a plane ticket already.
We'll make it work. But I have a feeling Brian somehow mess up the address and show up to somebody else's apartment.
Maybe.
I would say we did bond over venting about Brian for a good solid 15 minutes and how he messed up the whole date. So that was definitely a highlight.
Say a lot of things about me, but I bring people together.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
All right, so over the weekend, Beyonce and Ed Sheeran performed together at the Global Citizen Festival, but their performance has caused a bit of controversy. Mm. Here's a snippet.
Barefoot on the grass while listening to our favorite song.
When I saw you in that dress, looking so beautiful.
Dang.
So as you can
hear,
wow,
that's beautiful.
Ed is an underrated singer, right? Like, I don't think we give him enough credit for how good he is on vocals. If you can hold your own with Beyonce on a song,
harmonizing,
man,
that's good.
Yeah. So as you can hear, they did a standout job. But what people are talking about and where the controversy lies is there's a really funny visual tied to what you just heard.
Okay.
So basically, Beyonce is wearing the most extra, in a good way, gown. It's like, it's more of an art piece. It's this fuchsia color. It kind of swallows her. It has this long train.
It's like a Hunger Games dress that you
exactly.
wear. Like when you're about to do the selection.
Right.
Yeah. And then Ed Sheeran is standing next to him in his signature look, you know, rocking a black skateboard t-shirt, jeans, and sneakers. So the controversy is people on social media, and I was kind of going through comments, and people are angry saying, like, this is a double standard with genders and what's expected of female versus male artists. For someone like me, I'm a huge fan of both artists. And for me, it was fun. It's funny. We'll put the picture up on our social media, 97.1 Amp Radio. It's really funny to see it, but it's also like, well, it's so them. Like, Beyonce's going to show up being extra and wearing, looking like a queen.
It's
and Ed Sheeran, that's just what he does, you know?
I would question the fact of, like, oh, is it because she's a female that she feels she needs to do this, or is it just because she's Beyonce And right. she just wants to look extra and amazing, you know?
Beyonce's going to look extra and amazing in anything she wears. She could have worn, they could have flip-flopped, and Ed could have worn some wacky sort of tuxedo with all sorts of stuff flying off it, and she could have worn a skateboard shirt and jeans and sneakers, and she would have been like, damn, she's killing it,
because that's what a new trend does.
Yeah, at this point in Beyonce's career, too, like, I don't think she lets anyone tell her what to do and what not to do. I actually met her art director a couple months ago at this, like, Women Empowerment event, and she was telling me just that. She said Beyonce is in full control of every single artistic thing about her career, whether it's what she wears or her the set on tour. Like, she is in full control. So I don't know. I think it was a great performance, and I think that we should applaud them. You know,
absolutely, mm-hmm.
definitely.
All right, Ariana Grande has finally spoken out and defended. She's coming to defense for Pete for all the hate he's getting on social media since their breakup. In her Instagram story yesterday, she said. Nice. I really don't endorse anything but forgiveness and positivity. I care deeply about Pete and his health. She said, I'm asking you to please be gentler with others, even on the internet. I've learned through my own mistakes not to be reactive on socials, so I do understand. But you truly don't know what anybody's experiencing, regardless of what they choose to display on social media or how they may appear in public. I can promise you that. And then she kind of concluded it saying, I will always have love for Pete. And if you ever got, I thought this was interesting. If you ever gotten any other impression from my recent work, you might have missed the point. So she's saying, like, in her work, she hasn't been, you know, attacking him or making him seem like, you know, the villain. She loves him.
Can I just point this out real quick? You know what's sad is that both of these stories we're speaking of it because some random person commented negatively on social media. And we've, like, given them so much power.
So true.
To where it's creating controversy, allegedly, about these things, you know?
I would say the one difference, the one thing that irritates me still about the way Ariana is conducting herself in this situation is stop being cryptic. Just say, hey, I called it off. Pete is a great guy. I didn't want to be with him. Or otherwise. Mm-hmm. But she dances around it. She released that music video for Thank You Next, where she even says in the notebook, sorry, Pete, I dipped, or something like that. And that went viral, where it was like, oh, like, I dipped. Like, oh, she left Pete. Just say what's going on. This guy's taking fire from millions and millions of people because she's got so many fans who wonder what happened, and they assume that Pete must have been the problem. Just come out and say, man. He's got mental health stuff, and just say, hey, it was my fault. We moved on too quick. I love him, but I needed time to get myself together. Leave Pete alone. But this whole thing of, like, forgiveness and stuff, what are you talking about?
Yeah, leave the drama off social media.
Yeah,
for
come
sure.
on.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Yeah, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
I hope you remember every word we just said. Because it could give you four tickets to the LA Zoo Lights, celebrate the holidays. Ah, goodness, here's a question. Got to come up with a quick. What color is Ed Sheeran's hair? No, just play.
I mean,
what are they dancing barefoot in?
What event were Ed Sheeran and Beyonce singing at together?
Do you even remember, Edgar?
Yes.
Jeez.
Totally. If not, I'll Google it. 877-971-HITS is the number to call. Caller 9, you will win if you have the correct answer.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, getting into a Chelsea Report quiz for your chance to win four tickets to spend the holidays at LA Zoo Lights. All right, let's go to our phone lines. Caller 9, Maria from Tustin. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love your vibe on a rainy day, Maria.
No kidding.
I love the rain.
Yeah, you're one of those people who's like, it only happens like 10 days a year. They're my favorites.
Maria, when it's like mad sunny outside, people call you're like, what do you want?
What? It's hot. It's hot out.
All right, Maria, did you pay attention to the Chelsea Report like you do every morning?
Yes, I did.
All right, here's the question for you. What event did Chelsea say that Ed Sheeran and Beyonce were singing at together?
The Global Citizen Festival.
Chelsea, is that correct?
That is right.
Nailed it!
Yay! Congratulations, Maria!
Winner!
Oh my God, yay!
Maria, be honest. Did you Google that answer or did you really hear it on the Chelsea Report?
No, I was listening to the radio and I was listening very carefully.
Oh my You're God. The best!
Good,
because
I gotta be honest, I was talking on the radio during the segment and I didn't know where that show was at. So you did a better job of listening than I did.
Maria, were you a good student? Where'd you go to school?
UC Irvine.
Oh yeah, for sure. There
Ant
it is.
Eaters! Mm-hmm.
Maria, enjoy LA Zoo Lights. Who are you gonna take with you?
I don't know. To be determined.
Oh, there you go.
So put everyone you know on notice. They gotta start acting right.
I will let them know.
We're gonna hot date.
Mm.
Wow.
Chelsea just growled at you.
I think she just like, sounded hungry.
I am hungry, too.
There's one thing to be thirsty, and then a whole nother level when you're hungry. Okay. Maria, happy holidays. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up that awesome vibe of yours, all right?
Thank you.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. Hopefully, having a great morning. Traffic probably sucked because it's rainy and we don't know how to drive in the rain, let's be honest. But I got some good stinks for you. How about a pair of tickets for you go? For you go.
For you go.
For you go. For you go.
Before you go to the movies.
Got a pair of tickets for you to go to the Bumblebee premiere going down at the Chinese Theater December 9th. The movie doesn't drop till the 21st. You'll be able to see it before anybody else. In 5 minutes or less, I'll tell you how to win those tickets. All right, but right about now, we got the dopest moment, and it goes out to my homie Brian right here for being Brian and going off on a kid who's looking for his lost teddy bear that flew away this weekend.
He got real mean. Who
would go off on a little kid? So let me give you a little bit of context to this story. There's a hashtag going around right now. It's gone viral. It's hashtag find Herbert Bear. This kid, probably about like 7 years old, out of Westchester, right next to LAX, was chilling on Sunday afternoon, playing around with this cute little teddy bear that was tied up to some helium balloons. You know, all of a sudden lost grip, and there goes the teddy bear. It just flew off. They reached out to the National Weather System, the little boy and his family, and this is why it's gone viral, because the National Weather System said, "Don't worry, little boy. We're going to do our calculations, see if we can find them in our radar, and let you know where it's at." So this is what the National Weather System came up with. "Hey, we calculated the winds and the time and the way the earth is spinning, and we think your bear may have landed somewhere between Orange County and San Diego County."
No biggie, right there.
No wonder our weather is never right.
I mean, can we not all just like be a little annoyed that taxpayer dollars for the weather system are being used to track down a bear that was strapped to a bunch of helium balloons?
Ryan, did you have a bear growing up? Did you have a stuffed animal that you slept with every night?
Yeah, and I cared about him so much I didn't strap him to a hot air balloon and wave to him as he flew off.
So we were talking about this story early in the morning. Of course, Brian started being Brian. Listen to this.
"First of all, this kid is by LAX. Don't strap your stupid bear to a bunch of helium balloons, because if my flight gets diverted because your dumb bear is hovering over the airport, I'm coming after you. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I am furious about it. Also, why is no one asking why this kid strapped his bear to a bunch of balloons that float?
Maybe it was a gift, bro.
No one ties like 60 helium balloons to a bear. If this kid loved the bear so much,
why'd he just send him packing?
If I find that bear, the next call he gets, he's like, "I have your little bear right now, kid. You're going to have to pay me $10,000 if I want to see your bear again alive, or I'll send you a piece by piece."
Poor little kid. It's just the Westchester chilling. It's just a paw.
You better break your piggy bank, kid, because I'm never going to send you your bear back.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways. Brian's being mean again.
Mom, Brian's being mean again.
He's told on me right there.
Yeah, but you got fined. That's all I wanted.
I think I'm hovering close to 8 fines for being too mean. So two more, and I get to buy breakfast for everybody and a listener. So there we go.
That one was valid, though. So listen, if you do find hashtag find Herbert Bear in Orange County or San Diego County, please let us know. Either you want to find him to give it back to the little kid or for Brian.
No, let's make this amazing.
To do a ransom video.
You know how much more funny it'll be if we keep the bear ransom here at the station and we send the little kid like a ransom letter where we cut letters out of a magazine and piece them together and stuff.
Oh my gosh, this kid's going to need therapy.
Well, look, does no one care about the poor bear? The bear is just, I mean, I guess I don't really care much about the bear either. I just want to teach this kid a lesson not to strap your toys to floating things.
No, Chelsea, when she said this kid needs therapy, she was talking about you, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Well. I mean, I have a therapist. I hope he's not listening right now.
So, Brian.
took a lot of steps back.
So what's with this bear hostage scenario fantasy that you have?
He's going to show you pictures on paper. It's a teddy bear. What comes to mind when you see this?
I'll tell you what comes to mind when I see that. $10,000.
The next season of Narcos. All right, guys. We got Bumblebee tickets for you to be at the premiere at the Chinese Theater. Call 9, you win. It's that easy. 877-971-HITS is the number to call. Good luck. And remember, family, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you. Thank you for hanging out.
97.1
AMP
Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.